Take your tow net on a long rope, toss it out into the river.
University of Louisville graduate student Allison Smith is collecting something nearly invisible from the Ohio River, zooplankton.
Zooplankton are small invertebrates. People would be most familiar with them as the food that fish eat, so they're an important link in that food web.
A web, Smith says, that could be threatened by climate change. Smith says an invasive species of zooplankton that's recently moved into the Ohio may fare better than the natives in the warmer temperatures she's observing. So she's running an experiment to find out. She'll put them in tanks together and simulate life in the river, in the lab.
I'm going to have three incubators at different temperatures, ranging from about 25 degrees up to about 32 degrees. And these are temperatures that are typically seen in tropical systems, but we're detecting those temperatures here in a temperate region frequently.
The idea is to see which organism wins the competition for resources at which temperature. Smith believes the invasive species will most likely be better able to adapt in the warmer temperatures. If her hypothesis proves true, she says the consequences could be dramatic.
Let me give you just one example. Another thing that's unique about this invasive species is that it has defensive mechanisms to prevent it from getting eaten. So it has this huge helmet on its head, a long pointy tail. So that means that they are less likely to get eaten by fish.
That's why this invasive species, Daphnia lemholtzii, could have a big advantage in the Ohio.
Now, if lemholtzii is able to competitively displace native species who don't have those defense mechanisms, fish will be having to rely on Daphnia lemholtzii, which they are able to eat less effectively. That could impact how many fish are able to survive and grow to adulthood, which then impacts so many other things, and they have these cascading effects up the food web.
Smith is contributing to a small but growing body of research into how climate change could affect freshwater systems. But scientists want to know more so they can start offering suggestions to local decision makers for how to deal with the impacts. The U.S. Geological Survey's Director of Water Science for Indiana and Kentucky, Bill Gertal, says we still lack some pretty basic data, trends in river temperatures.
We are working on that right now with Fish and Wildlife, trying to look at what data we have available, and I have not seen the results come back on that information yet.
Gertal says he's hoping for government funding to help his researchers answer one of his top questions about the Ohio.
If you're going to assume that things are going to generally get warmer, what's that going to do to the native fish species, and then potentially what that could do to invasive species or a shift in the pattern of where the fish are, and will that cause you problems?
Gertal is a hydrologist by training, and he says he's also looking into how changes in precipitation caused by global warming could affect river levels on the Ohio, and ultimately navigation and even the availability of drinking water. Gertal says his research is aimed at helping people adapt to climate change. But Environmental Defense Fund conservation scientist Stacy Small says there may be ways to mitigate the effects of climate change on the river by restoring riparian or riverbank environments.
As riparian vegetation has been stripped from riverbanks over the past century, water temperatures do increase. The water is exposed to more sunlight. Riparian vegetation provides important shade that cools water temperatures.
Small says the Ohio River's industrial waterfronts have swept away some of that vital vegetation and left fish with less refuge from warmer temperatures. She advocates reclaiming those waterfronts with trees and grasses.
They have actually, in the face of climate change, a lot more value if restored to a natural state.
Cities along the Ohio have begun to reclaim some sections of waterfront, which could do more than simply offer shade to fish. Replanted riverbanks could help absorb flooding if the region sees more precipitation. For WFPL News, I'm Kristen Espelon-Gourlay.